Blog Talk Radio.
Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you do things.
oh, giving me silence. I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either let me or I'm a lesson.
Like mango, you wanna get pizza tangled, you're a street. apologize. Cause I ain't gonna apologize when I get you alone. Put my hands on you like a champ in the ring. Hit a home run every time I swing. Batter up, baby, throw it back. Cause when I attack, you gon' see why I'm king.
My only aim is to please ya. Show you how much I need ya. Crazy how she could be. My mama told me not to fall for a Libra. But here we are in your bedroom, trying to get these clothes off. Damn, your body's so soft. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. You ain't ready. Oh my. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
Better believe that. When I say that, I need that. Girl, I really mean that. Glad to be back. Last time left me feeling. I'm ready to relax, give me three claps. Shake, shake it for me, girl. Don't wanna wait for a thing, girl. What you bring, girl? It come from a dream, girl. Make me wanna sing, girl.
My only aim is to please ya. Show you how much I need ya. Crazy how she could be. My mama told me not to fall for Libra.
But here we are in your bedroom, trying to keep these clothes off. Damn, your body's so soft.
I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. You ain't ready.
Oh my.
And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
They say real ones are hard to find. Smoke, get you high like Kilimanjaro. We could get it in all until tomorrow. Swear you can have it all, so I borrow. Sip a little liquor if you parched, let's relax. Later I'm trying to grip on the arch in your back. Accentuate your curves and baby you got nerves. And you gon' throw it back, go long for the catch. I will, I promise. Body frame, make a lane, pay homage. Must be your birthday, I want it the worst way. Baby, I'ma cut the cake, do the honors. I wanna see your brand cause you're man with the college. In the classroom of the womb, I'm a scholar. Kill it, put the pussy in the tomb of the coffin. Baby, we can do this often.
And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. You ain't ready.
Oh my.
And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
Evening, good evening, good evening. This is the Love Zone, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. My lovely, sexy diva is taking off for the night, and you got me all to yourself. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to know, why not get into a relationship with the one who already knows you instead of starting with a stranger? Yeah, I'm going to give you my take on that. I believe that some people may feel like with a stranger, you can put on a facade because they don't know you. And as long as that relationship goes on, it doesn't really matter the time that's put in. There'll always be that one little part of them that you'll never know about that they can keep secret. But being with someone that is your friend that really knows you, there are no secrets because you guys just know each other. And maybe, you know, if you hook up with them, they'll just, it's nothing you can hide from them. As opposed to the stranger, you know, you will never run the risk of maybe ruining that relationship. Because it'll, like I said, there'll be always that one little hidden part there. I'm interested in your take on this tonight. But before I get into that, And as you know, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And come on, y'all, press that one. I see you listening. You just ain't pressing that one. Don't be scared. I don't bite. Unless you want me to. It's all good, though. This is sponsored by Rawlinks, LLC. Be average, and you can be raw. And I always got my Rawlinks on. And y'all need to go on over there to Rawlinks and get you some. They're good for you. Trust me. I think I'm going to start off with a piece for y'all. I just wrote this last night, so, and I don't have a title for it. Maybe I do. But I'm going to read it for you anyway. Okay, I'm going to call this. Can you hear what my eyes are saying to you? You've looked in my eyes a thousand times, and I've often wondered, can you hear them say I love you? I've imagined what it's like making love to you, kissing your lips, having your tongue in my mouth while you're inside me as I rock with you, creating a steady, consistent rhythm, skin on skin, body to body, bonding, becoming one. Our pores soaking passion into the sheets, filling the air with the scent of us as our whisper moans of, I'm forever yours, while our souls hold each other's hearts. I've shared this dance before, so if given just one wish granted, it wouldn't be for money or material wealth, but for time. Time for you to understand all the times when my eyes spoke, I love you. For you to understand, I want to deal with you in a capacity that no one else gets to. Because I have the capacity to hold that space for you, as long as you open space for me. For you to understand that I really do give a shit about you, about us, and about everything that comes along with us becoming us. For you to understand that I will never shut you out, never turn on you, or turn my back on you. That I won't harp on when you make mistakes to make you feel bad. I want to be your escape. All the hurt and chaos and pain, and to simply brighten your day. Can you hear what my eyes are saying to you? And that's that piece. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to open up these microphones. Uh-oh. Y'all know what that uh-oh means, right? This first caller. Poetic. Hey, Ben. How you doing? Welcome to the Love Pearl.
Hey, 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 La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. Oh, hold on. Oh, my God. I just opened your mic, and she is working my nerve. You know what? Now, I'm starting to develop a certain feeling about this rush thing.
Hey, listen.
He's coming.
You leave the therapist alone. She just trying to get her work in.
No. This is not the therapist. This is not the therapist. You got my bartender's attention.
Oh, I got Calendra tonight. Yeah, my bad.
I just realized you got two of my employees' attention like that. That's ridiculous. Me and for real, I have to talk.
Hold up. I know you ain't
what?
Tripping. You got the whole security what? Team on. Let's talk about it.
Oh, I forgot about
this. Two of them. Right. Right.
Yeah, but see, their roles are different. Their roles are different, okay? They still do their job. They don't put people through the side.
They said that their roles are different too. They're going to protect you. They're going to serve you. Look, don't get me started on what they said their roles are.
Yeah. All right. I ain't gonna fight with you. But man, look, we're talking about two different shows here. You got the attention of my employees,
okay.
But it's all good. Kalindra, it's all good.
Kalindra, I'm coming, baby. Just have my drink ready. I'm coming.
And see, this is why she act like she does. Did y'all hear who he said that to her just now? But let's get back to the show. Now, I want to know. I want to know, why is it that some people get into a relationship? Why won't some people get into a relationship with somebody that already knows who they are instead of getting into the relationship with a stranger? Why do you think
that is? I was pondering on this question since I saw it today. And the short answer is because there's something about that person that we may not like.
Okay.
Which prevents us from actually pursuing the relationship component. You know, they might be great for companionship, great company, but just as well as you, they know you, you know them. So there could be something there that you haven't come to grips with to say, you know what, I'm willing to accept this for the sake of being with this person, right?
Okay.
It could be something that creates a trigger that sets them off. And the other person may find it in a joking aspect, but deep down that other person might be like, yo, this is a serious thing. And if we get into a relationship and she starts joking about that's not going to be cool for me. You know, so I mean, it could just be that there's something there that the other person does not like about that person. You know, it might be, you know, who knows? It could be something stupid, but it's, and then there's always the idea of, at least for men, we love the chase, right? So if that other person that's there, you know, doesn't really do anything for us to chase, or doesn't inspire the hunt, if you will, then yeah, it's not going to work. I mean, I don't want a woman to become complacent. If we're you know, hanging out, we're doing all these things, and you should be doing something that always makes me want to chase you, which should make me want to be in that relationship with you. But again, it could just be something that we just don't like.
Okay, that's fair. I can understand that. Yeah, don't nobody like somebody that's fucking complacency. It everything is fine, just the way it is. I can dig that. I can definitely dig that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I don't want to leave for work and come home and you look the same way that I left you. But you want to know why we don't go out. You want to know why we don't do nothing. Well, you're not really doing anything for me to want to chase you. You want to do something. And I leave and I come home. You should look like you need to be taken out. I'm saying you ain't got to do it all the time. You know.
So where's the spontaneity?
You don't want spontaneity if you got to bond it on when I leave and you got to bond it on when I come back. You don't want no spontaneity?
I'm playing devil's advocate right now. What if she had a hard day? You know, something happened and she had to handle business with the house. She just couldn't stop and call you about it. And she had to take care of it. She had time to get herself spruced up. Does that mean she can't take the time to get herself spruced up when you get home?
Listen, that's why we're not pursuing the relationship aspect. That's why we're just hanging out and doing all of those kinds of things. That's why it's familiar because, you know, but let you have to go out on a date, and you got a date with somebody else. I mean, y'all just friends. Y'all just hanging out, right? So you got a date with somebody else, and then you looking all good and everything and going, you know, send me a little FaceTime or a little picture. But, hey, this is all right for my date tonight? Like, what the hell?
Right? Well, that's what friends do, right?
I hear what you're saying, though. I can dig that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still playing devil's advocate, but I hear what you're saying.
Calendra, baby, I needed to be a double tonight. You hear what she put me through?
No, you didn't. That's a double. I ain't bring those. What? Oh, she texted me. I ain't even going to tell you if she just texted me, but you want, you know what? All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you on over there, but give me one. Can I get one more minute with him? Two more minutes at least? Can you please tell us what you got going on in Epiphany Universe along with the rundown for Epiphany?
Absolutely. I'm going to do it all in one. Ladies and gentlemen, join me and J. Rob, the wise son, tomorrow night on The Get Down. Well, we want to know, we want you to finish this line. I write poetry because. And then Friday night's also going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night's Poetic Therapy with La Perla La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is going to be Raw with Rain and essentially Janice. Tuesday night's going to be War Council with Mojave. Wednesday night, we'll be right back here for the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Perla La Negra. Back to you.
Thank you. All right, he's coming. God, you know what? Gone over there. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Oh, you don't want me to do a piece tonight? I mean, I'll go. I'll go.
Lord.
I mean, I'll go. I mean, I'll have a problem. I mean, you know. You know. I could go on over there.
I was right.
You know, you see red and just dismiss me on over. You that upset? You that upset that she wants
no,
me that bad?
Upset.
I mean, come on now.
I'm sorry. I was really distracted. I was writing something. I totally forgot. I'm so sorry. I don't have my co-host tonight to keep me in. You know, she would have told me. You know, she would have intervened. I'm trying. I'm sorry. All right, let me ask you a question. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Absolutely. I bought one of my pieces called The Soul of Broken Pieces.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. She was like a puzzle, hundreds of broken pieces for me to juggle, that I had to search and put together to make this beautiful picture last forever. But not just any image, one that would encompass her beauty and highlight the stage. Not scarred or blemished, but truly a magnificent work of bath and body. Because when I'm searching for the edges, she's holding on to her nonverbal messages because these pieces fit so well together. She just lost who she was in the box of life, but she never gave up on being the object of his desire. She has this fire that causes him to be drawn to more than just the broken pieces he sees. He's compelled to turn those pieces into royalty of royalties, a queen of queens, because these pieces show him how to have patience. Visualization of his own wall of Jericho, trying to determine where to go, hoping and praying that there's not a missing piece, but it would be tragic to lose any piece. Tossing and turning because her puzzle sits and is incomplete, and he gets more and more intensified, more and more terrified, because the thing he wants most is to complete the picture before she's a ghost, no longer waiting for him, no longer wanting him to understand her broken pieces. We're meant to be whole, and we're meant to be whole, and her faith decreases, starts to diminish because she thought he was the one. After all, he was God's son. Yet he lacked the problem-solving skills to determine which puzzle piece goes where, and his will grew weaker at his lack of determination. But if he decides to look deeply with a fixation at the soul of the pieces, he will conquer her heart with love breezes that will never allow anything more than brokenness from her beautiful puzzle pieces of unhappiness. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Yo, that was beautiful. That kind of made me feel some kind of way. That was crazy.
I did.
Wow, really, really nice. Is that from one of your new books?
Actually, no. This one is, I have no place for this piece to go yet. It's not supposed to be in the love book, but it can go in there. I wrote this in March of this year, and I hadn't decided where it was going to go yet.
Okay. That was really, really beautiful. I might bring you back in for another piece to do. Would you be ready for one?
Now, if you bring me back in for another piece after Kalinda, give me a couple of drinks, it might change.
Lord, it's a love song. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm here for the party.
Oh, boy. All right, Poetic. Thank you for that beautiful piece and that great rundown. I'm going to send you on over there to Kalinda. Love Lounge. Y'all, hey. We will talk later.
I can't make no promises.
You ain't got to make no promises. I'm telling y'all.
You know, Danny Jackson
said,
anytime, any place. Oh, I'm just saying.
Lord have mercy.
I'm just
going to bring Janet into this. Oh, my God.
All right, love, my mic.
Wow. This thing does not want to work right. I don't know what's going on here. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm going to do this.
Here we are together, and everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? I'm so used to standing, so used to being on my own, but this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step if you catch me when I fall for you. Give you.
it overflows. Right now, they say, let's run the love.
Your mouth to close is in on mine. Wishes break in and justify. Sweet hurricane of love flowing with the tide.
I say you mean the world to me. Say what you want. It's simple money. The natural reality.
Always been mine. creation when you have the keys standing in front of me. How could it be? Almost gave up completely, but love wouldn't leave. Love wanted me to see. And what I've seen so far is heaven sent. Eloquent and decadent, every drop you send my way of holding on, babe. I've lived this whole damn life all over again, just to meet you once again. Every second, minute, hour, still in place, 'cause you've always been mine.
Emotion. small things.
With all the small things.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're enjoying the sound that I'm playing for you. You see, a little slow tonight, but I'm going to bring back in Poetic. If he can pull himself away from Kalinda for a little bit to give us another one of his magnificent pieces. Are you there, Poetic? Or is it still
hey,
like a boss?
Hey, Ooh. Man, listen. All I got to say is when you ask for a double and she decides to give you a triple. Whew. She told me she wanted me to try her buttery nipple.
Wow. Well, tell us about how does the drink taste?
Oh my God, it tastes delicious. So good, so refreshing, so tantalizing, so delicious, so just got my taste buds just going all crazy.
Oh my!
I mean, have y'all ever had a drink that made you feel like that? To give you those sensations?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you, Kalindra. You just made it for me, baby. That's what I'm talking about, honey.
Can I hold him for 1 second? I'd like to. He said he would do another piece for the people. Okay. Have for a second. You can have that girl. I mean, come on. Sheesh, it must not be. Is the bar empty? Is that what it is?
No. It's not empty. I mean, there's people over there. I mean, you know, I think they didn't gotten so used to her that they forgot they supposed to press one and spit, you know. But, hey, it's all right.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all good. But we are anxious to hear another delicious piece from you. So, whenever you're ready,
all right.
Mic is yours.
I got a question.
I got a question.
Daniela, are you curvy? Are you curvy?
Very, very.
What about delicious? Are you curvy delicious?
I've been told.
Because Kalinda is very curvy and delicious, and I decided
I'm
going to do the piece titled Curvy Deliciousness. That's all right.
It's all right with me. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Let me tell you a couple of things. These things just makes my heart sing. I appreciate you and all your curves. All that thickness between the palm of my hands is what you deserve. Let me feel the voluptuousness between my fingers. Undress you with my thoughts while your softness lingers. And the way you jiggle when you walk, demonstrating all kinds of confidence in your stride. So let them talk. I'll be right here to let them know. I adore all that thickness, and it's not for show. They just don't know how flexible you are. Inside, outside, fundamentally, you are a star. Shining so bright in this king's court. Dealing with you is like my favorite sport. Chasing you reminds me of how gorgeous you are. And curvy, dreamy, and I just love the beauty within that matches your shyly grin. Smile for me as I kiss and lick every curve. Dreamy passion, when I think of you, I swerve. uncontrollably because I'm intoxicated on your sexiness that has me inebriated, lacking enthusiasm to just about anything except to be close to you and everything. I mean, everything about you makes me scream an intense, passionate octave that you are fucking mine. So, yeah, I'll keep having the same dream about you and your curvy savviness, because that form-fitting sundress got me wanting to place my hands where the sun isn't shining and plant my lips upon yours while deciding exactly what dessert you will be tonight. Because, baby, you taste just right. And that's that piece.
Well, damn. That's what I'm saying. I ain't got a little heated. Wow. That piece, yeah, that was absolutely delicious. My goodness.
Thank you.
Kalinda inspired that? Ooh. I think
yes,
I did the right thing by hiring her. Yeah. You gonna be spitting poetry like that. That's all right. That was pretty hot. That was dope.
Thank
I like that. All right,
so
y'all heard that, man. The curvy women, y'all. Goodness gracious. I tell you what, I'm going to throw a couple more tunes in on. And you go on back over there, please, because she is pressing this red button, getting on my nerves now.
I'm on my way, baby. I am on my way.
All right. One love, one bite.
One love, one bite.
Wow. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up this next microphone to Tila Shell. Goodness.
Hey.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to just come on and say hi. I don't even have a piece or anything like that. I saw you guys had a question and all that other stuff. I just wanted to participate, you know, show my love.
Well, you can.
I miss you guys.
I appreciate it. Yes, we miss you too. And you can answer the question and go on. Yeah, it's I do want to ask you this, though, because I'm interested in hearing your opinion on it.
Okay.
The question is, why not get into a relationship with one who already knows you instead of starting with a stranger? Why do you think that is?
Because sometimes you know them too.
Wait,
sometimes you know them too well. Sorry.
Okay.
No, because
okay.
I mean, you know how you, if you know somebody, like if it was a friend or whatever the case may be, and you've known this person for a while, and you've seen how they've been in relationships and stuff like that, you've seen the patterns in their relationships and things like that, you don't want to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
It does.
And, and maybe it could work out, because the simple fact is you might be the changes they want to see. I don't know. But I'm not giving it like a hard no. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, sometimes you kind of hesitant because you've seen their patterns and they also seen your patterns and things like that. So it's kind of sort of one of those situations where it depends on the situation and the person.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean, there's no confused answers or wrong answers here. There are a lot of conditioning factors that go into why a person would rather deal with somebody completely new. So I understand that,
right.
You know, as opposed
right.
to...
Right. Now, sometimes you might want to sit there and consider the people that you know because of the simple fact that you have to go through the process of learning somebody else again. Some people
mm-hmm.
do that, you know, and it's
mm-hmm.
that whole fear of not knowing that other person, you know what I'm saying? Not really. They they present the representative instead of who they really are, and you got to really get to know and learn that person and so on and so forth. So like I said, there's like a lot of answers to that question. That's a good one though.
Absolutely. I was saying that earlier, you know, people for some reason they like to put up the they like to present the mask,
instead of the actual genuine person. But the thing about that is later on, as time goes on, how long can you keep up the facade? Don't you, I mean, eventually you're going to get tired, you know what I mean, of hiding who you really are. Me personally, it is what it is. What you see is what you get on some real.
Exactly.
Okay. I pulled no
My questions. Thing is this, I snitch on myself. So there's no secrets or anything like that with me. I'll tell you about who I am out the gate. So there's no surprises. You know, if I have hangups and stuff like that in relationships, I'll say that, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to, you know, be that person to, I'm really transparent. I'll say that. But even in your transparency, somebody could actually use your past against you as a weapon.
They can try. They can try. But see, I faced my past. I know what I did. I'm trying to tell you, I know what I did last summer. So I
But there's some trifling people that'll do that, though. I'm just letting you know.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you.
I know you know.
They come for you. Oh, they come for you, and you know it. But I think with that, you know, and you done started me on a whole new topic. With that, I think as long as people can be honest with their past and accept the fact that they've done these things, because I say don't have no regrets. Just understand that you learned lessons. And that's it.
Right.
Because that's all life is about. Well, it's about learning lessons. You know,
but what if you have those people that hadn't?
Yeah.
What if you have those people
that
hadn't? That
come
you know.
You.
Right, the people that hadn't done their shadow work, let's say that, you know?
Exactly, absolutely.
And had not gone through the processes of purging their past and learning from it and trying to develop a new being within themselves. You know, you have to be aware of all of that. And a lot of people, they don't even go with their intuition or their discernment about another person. You know, they see what they like and they still go in knowing good and well, the radars was already there. The the red flags and warning shots was already fired.
And it's a shame because
I love this question.
I want to know what I've got another question to ask you. When we see, why is it that we ignore certain red flags and we clearly see them? We know, this would be an issue if this was a friend of mine. I would definitely, and I noticed that their new beau or new filly was giving off these red flags or these warning signs, I would tell them, I would warn them. But why is it when it comes to ourselves, we ignore those red flags? Why do you think that is?
Can we go ahead and discuss ego? Sometimes we feel like our ego can make the change in a person. Well, I could change that person. I know a lot of women will do that. You know, the guy will sit there and literally tell you out the gate, I'm not ready for all of this. You know, I'm not ready for anything deeper, but you still want to get involved. You still want to have sex, so on and so forth. And, you know, even though they told you out the gate, this is not what I'm ready for, you're like, well, maybe I could be that change in their life. And sometimes we just need to sit the hell down and listen to what they say. They presented themselves outright, say that. I mean, listed, but a lot of people won't. They refuse to. So
yeah, you know what, you're right. So I guess women can have that mentality of Captain Save a Hole too, huh?
Right, that's true.
You know me, I talk smack, but you understand what I'm saying.
Man,
but, yeah, I guess
you hold no punches, and I appreciate that.
Because I had that that mentality quite a few times. I can help him see life in a different light, but you know, I failed miserably each time. And it caused me a lot of heartache behind that. So that's the part pretty much that I played in those crazy relationships that failed, you know.
But see, the question that we failed to ask ourselves, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. what were you saying?
Go ahead. No, because
the question that we failed to ask
ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. The question that we fail to ask ourselves is, are we willing to set ourselves up for failure? Do we want to sit there and waste our time? We don't ask ourselves that. Is this worth my time?
No, man.
And if it's just for the moment, then be honest with yourself and that person. If it's just for the moment, hey, cool. But at least you came to an agreement.
Absolutely. Girl, if I knew then what I know now, I think I would have a whole new name. I think it'd be something that probably like Hell on Wheels or something like that. I don't know. But you are so right. Oh man, I thank you for coming in and spending this time with me. If I see these other folks listening, but they just don't want to raise their hand, but I'll throw the phone number out there anyway after I send you over there. I need you to go over there and take a peek in on my she's not even a bartender. She's the mixologist. She over there making Poetic all kinds of drinks, and he whispering in her ear, God only knows what, from over here doing them pieces, making us feel some kind of way.
I'm going to need him to stop hogging the bar. Stop hogging the bar. I need my special Moscato on deck.
Okay.
Can I get a cherry at the bottom? That's all I'm asking.
Okay. She just texted me. She took your order. She said it'll be sitting there as soon as you come on in. Come on through.
I'm going to need two because I need a double fist
tonight. Oh, she's doing doubles tonight, too. She's doing doubles and triples. So, yeah, you got it. Got it. She said, come on over there. All right. Thank you.
I am
so
on my way.
And, all right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That was pretty awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1. It is approximately 5 minutes after 10 now. You have until 10:59 to get in here. Because after that, the Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. She will cut you off with the quickness. I think I'm going to throw on some more tunes for you guys. Oh, wait a minute. I got another caller in here. Oh, I'm starting to feel real special. Oh, okay. If this thing will open up, Dawoo, how are you? Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight? Are you muted, Dawoo? I just can't hear you.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I was talking. I was muted.
Okay.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm enjoying this commentary and everybody's difference of opinion on this question. Are you ready for the question, Ms. Knight?
I most certainly am.
Okay. So I want to know, why not get into a relationship with the one who already knows you instead of with a stranger?
Okay, so let me try to come up with a better answer than earlier today. I just went through this situation, and it was kind of disappointing to me, but then I kind of understood, because I have somebody that I used to be in a very close relationship with, and it ended years ago when we were both very young. And so after it ended, we became really good friends, and we are good friends now. I have helped her through a couple of bad breakups. I've even helped her move into her newest boyfriend's house, and she helped me through a bad breakup that I went through like a year and a half ago. And so I guess one day, for whatever reason, she started broaching the topic of us coming together, because she said that her sister-in-law was telling her that me and her have such good chemistry. She's always quoting the things that I say. We laugh and all that other stuff. Why not me? And I said, yeah, why not me? And she said some gobbledygook about how, you know, you don't want to lose a friend. You don't want to lose a friend or something like that. And what I think is that I think sometimes people don't become serious with people that's good friends with them, because they really just want to stay. They want to stay in the space that they are, and they know that that friend they can't hide with. When they come out with their bullshit, and they do what they do in order to stay distant, but appear as though they're not staying distant, a friend can catch them doing that. Whereas somebody new, they don't know the nuances and the ins and outs of how they try to hide and deceive. And so, because this person has a problem connecting with people, and this person also has a problem showing men that they are needed, not wanted but needed. And I've told her that on many occasions, because she made me feel like that when I was younger. And so, for me, I was very transparent in the fact that I thought that it would be a great idea. But with her, it was like, well, what if I lose you as a friend? And I'm like, well, if we are the way we are now, how would you lose me if we got together? But what I do realize is this. What I realize is that I would be making a big mistake, because I think that sometimes we want to be with people that we were with when we were younger, and we don't realize that we're different now and they're different now. And we have a romantic view of that person when they were younger. So now we're older. And when I say romantic, I don't mean necessarily the emotional romance. I mean a whitewashed vision of who they were and their shortcomings and what really irritated you about them back in the day. So when they get older, you still see them as that person when you was 19, 20, 21, 22, and they are different, a lot different now, but you still see them that way. And so I think that for me, what ended up happening was is I dodged a bullet, because we can still be friends, but I have to remember that I saw this person in all their relationships, and I watched their behavior, and their behavior wasn't the best. Their behavior was actually pretty, you know, pretty narcissistic and pretty, really what I want to say is, I don't want to say emotionally detached, but emotionally unavailable. And so why would I want to be with them? Because I can stand on the outside of the circle and not tolerate their bullshit and still love them. But if I had to now love them and I knew that they was doing the same thing to me that they was doing to them other people, I don't think that I would be jacking that. And so I think that that's one of the main reasons why is that if you are a person that is used to hiding something in a relationship, if you're a person that's using the hiding a certain part of you and you got a friend, you have to remember that you bared your empty soul to a friend. Only people, I think, that are able to bear their empty soul to one another can go from being friends to being lovers and keep the relationship, because that at that point, your love is so pure and divine that you have no inhibition of showing that person everything about you. But to deal with a stranger is just that. It means that you still want a certain level of your personality to be strange to them. So it's much easier to deal with them than to deal with somebody that knows you. So that's kind of my thought on the situation.
Okay. I like that. I agree. I definitely agree about that part, just hiding. And it will always, I think it's always going to be that factor of they can keep that particular part of them hidden from that person.
Yep.
When it really shouldn't be the one that you want to be with, you really, really want to be with, there should be no inhibition. And I know it takes time to become transparent like that, to bare your soul, or as I always say, be completely naked with someone. But eventually, they will, I don't know, I think you should get to the point where you want to do that, you know, because holding in certain, I say secrets, keeping that part of you hidden, eventually I know I'm the kind of person where I don't want to keep any part of me hidden. I want to be comfortable enough to be completely naked with you. Because you got to keep on hiding and hiding, and eventually lies will be told once you have to,
right,
to hide something about yourself, because something that part of you eventually is going to surface, and then you're going to have to make up some kind of story, and then you got to keep up that story.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep that story going.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it's going to ruin that relationship. And I think that's a major
part
of what the problem that people have. And they can't see it. They think that they're protecting themselves, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're slowly leading to inevitable demise of their relationship. And it's so sad. It's really, really sad.
Right.
And you know what? Dealing with the kind of man that I was married to, him being a narcissist, he was also a tyrant and a womanizer. He made me feel apprehensive about letting people see the real me for quite some years. And I didn't realize that I had to stop doing that to myself. I had to start loving myself again after he passed away. And it's going on 7 years now. Over 6 years now. That I finally opened up to myself. And I think it comes along with people being honest with themselves and loving themselves so they can be comfortable enough to bear their soul to that new person. And even to your friend, the person that does know you is still a part of you you never really truly know a person 100%. Because you don't know what's going on in the person's head. thoughts about things, it changes daily, or it could change minute by minute, depending on whether, you know, what's going on with that. But, that was some great insight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Did you care to do a piece?
I wouldn't have been able
to. Huh?
No, I'm not going to do a piece. What I was going to say was I wouldn't have been able to give that insight if I didn't go through it myself. It would just be like something abstract. But I intimately know that because but the thing is, again, we have to always be very careful about that friend that we have and our romantic view of them, because we have to remember that we laugh and joke with them through all of the crazy stuff that they did to somebody else. So if they're a good person, it would be one thing. But if we know that they have, a tendency to do some crazy stuff to somebody or some shady or shifty stuff, why would you then want to subject yourself to that? And for me, what would happen is that what I knew was this person not only was emotionally totally unavailable and went out of their way to make men feel like, at the end of the day, I really don't need you. Why would I put myself in that situation? That's that to me was the creator saving me from yet again going into a situation where somebody, I had to chase that person. And so when the scales came off my eyes and there was no reason, because she dubbed me, but when the scales came off my eyes and there was no way that we were going to be together, I started really looking into it and I started saying to myself, man, she really did you a favor, because you've been with her through these last couple of relationships, and all through these relationships, what she has done is she's used her money to kind of lord power over these men. And whenever they try to try to connect to her and be intimate with her, as far as like beyond sex and beyond physical, she would withdraw herself. Are you going to set yourself up for the same thing? And it just was a profound lesson for me, because I'm like, damn, I'm still looking, or I think that, because, I did that live on chasing your mother, chasing your father, and chasing families. But I also think you chase an idea sometimes of somebody. And chasing that idea, you still want that person to be exactly what that idea is. And they can't be that idea because that's not who they are. We're not being realistic. We're just saying, I see them as this, and I'm going to love this. I would really love this. This would help me. But that's your ego telling you something that's not reality. Your ego is making a fictitious picture of somebody And that's not really who they are. And so they've been telling you all the time as a friend, don't trust me, you know what I'm saying? I do this and I do that. You shouldn't trust me. And we don't be listening. I wasn't listening, I should say. So if there's one thing that I've learned kind of now being outside for like a year and a half, is that I have to listen to people when they tell me certain things about themselves and not override it with the concept that I'm trying to chase.
Absolutely. I agree. It's called listening to your gut. Pay attention to
right.
it. Your gut, your sixth sense, spirit, whatever it is, we need to put our ego to the side because ego is what drives us. And that's where we make a big mistake. So I agree with all of that. Man, you got me wanting to go into a whole different topic, but that's for another show. Well, I appreciate you calling in, man.
No doubt. I just wanted to support you and let you know I was here. Thank you.
You too. One love, one mic.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll open up this next microphone to Sir Lawrence. It's my tablet rack, right? Welcome to the Love Zone, Sir Lawrence. How are you tonight?
Doing really good. Really good, LaPearl. Yeah, I was able to sneak in. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were. I'm glad you were. Thank you. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, this. Yeah, because I've been kind of out of pocket lately. A lot of stuff going on, but I got lucky tonight.
Yes, you did. And look, it's always a lucky shot when you get into the Love Zone. Man,
hey.
I don't know what you're going to get over here.
This is true. This is very true.
Are you ready for the question of the evening?
Yeah, it's been some interesting answers, the few that I've heard, especially the last one. And,
All right. The question is, why not get into a relationship with the one who already knows you, stranger? Why do you think that some people do that?
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, because it starts out, so it's almost like a double question, really. But people trying to be safe, I think, you know, when you're trying to, you know, go back to start it anew, because whatever the reasons you have for wanting to go back, it's the same reasons for starting anew. I mean, because, like the brother was saying a while ago, you know, when you start talking about friendship, you know, in order, any solid-based relationship, you have to be friends because you have to have something to feed on besides, you know, because, you know, like the old preacher used to say, you know, what you going to do when the rules don't work no more? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have something. You have to have something to feed on. You know, when the sex, okay. I mean, you can only bump and grind for so long. I mean, you wake up one day and I don't really want that right now. Right now I want you. You know what I mean? So you got to be able to have something else to feed on. You know what I mean? And sometimes you need a friend. You know, I don't need you to be my mate right now. I need you to understand. I'm going through something right now. And I need a, so, and that keeps you from going outside, which also introduces things when you having to go outside to find someone to discuss something. You know what I mean? And then there's that thing, you know, like I heard this guy one time, he says, He wrote out the woman that he wanted to be his wife, down to hair color, the whole shot, okay? So, and then he met her. Well, actually, he saw her. Let's take it. Let me back up. He saw her. So then the next question became, going into the ego thing, the next question became, now, what has he got to do to attract her or him, as it were? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So then that's that thing. You know, I want a man, you know, thus and so, and what he needs to be, you know, or this woman, she has to be. Okay, all of that on paper, just like anything else. It all looks good on paper until you apply it, okay? So, mm-hmm. I mean, what did you do to draw this person, since this is the person that you want? Because you got to bring something to the table as well, you know? And yeah. I just think, you know, and then in a new relationship, all right, mm-hmm. you're going to learn something about yourself. Okay.
Yes.
And in an old relationship, you already know there are things there that you want to close your mind to or close your eyes to. And it's the same inference as going into a new relationship and not knowing. What's the difference? Either way, you got your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because you never truly know. You're right. You do find out something about yourself that was always there, but you never really acknowledged it or even paid attention to that side of you. I like this. I'm loving these conversations that we're having. This is awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just it, and it's like you know, the old adage, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're running around. I heard this one just the other day. The centipede, you know, he's controlling all those legs, and he's just going about his own way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then. The toad looked over there at him and said, yeah, I see you got all the legs. Well, let me ask you this. Which one of them moved first?
Ooh.
You know, and
okay.
then the centipede was sitting there like, well, damn. And then he stopped. And then he spent all his time trying to figure out. Next thing you know, he was over there to the side. He just shut down his whole game.
Wow.
Trying to figure out which leg started first. You know what I'm saying? So that's another part. You know what I mean? But anyway.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you for that. Now, what did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight? Because you never call in without a piece.
Well, you know, I've been trying to hone my little skills and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But, and then mm-hmm. This was coming out of the first book, and I've been trying to promote my second book. And I forgot I got so busy, but I'm going to try to do it tomorrow for sure, okay?
Okay, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Fanning the flames. Stimulating mentally is like having a full body massage and now being asked to turn over. Does your conversation and the people you talk to converse with stimulation, opening new circuitry, or throwing that same dusty rag on the table, widening that same circuit, like the ice skater's blade cutting a deep groove that your skate fits right in until you try and go another way, tripping over your own feet. Point, both feel they have to be together. Then it's like two oak logs. It doesn't matter in the fireplace, in the pit, we just want our flames to start dancing, flickering, adding a little color now and again. It feels so good, we just want to pop, creating little embers. We were so caught up with the heat, oozing off the embers. Flames are starting to be replaced with smoke. Then remembering the quote, wanting to be consumed by you, turning into a joke. The realization flames don't dance without something to feed on. We have so much more to offer, needing to put in the work. All it would take is to give each other a turn to rekindle the flame. Sir Lawrence.
Wow. Ending with everything. All it would take is for us to rekindle the flame. That is that is so true. That's all it takes sometimes. You know, just give it a little spark. Wake up something. You know, that was just sleep for a little bit. That's all it is. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. Wow.
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with Tila Shaw and Poetic. And hopefully.
Oh, yeah, Poetic. My man. I hadn't talked to him in a minute. Okay.
Well, go on in there. I don't know how much talking you won't be able to do to him now because he keeps my mixologist attention all the time. You know, get over there and he got his own little spot and everything. It's like a VIP section for him now with my bartender.
Oh, okay.
So go on in there.
Well,
what do you drink?
I turn my recorder on so I can get some notes in.
Okay. That'll work. All right, Sir Lawrence, thank you so much. One love, one mic.
All right. One love. All right, LaBelle.
Wow. That was pretty awesome. It really, really was.
Tiffany Radio.
Give me my girl, it ain't that body, oh. I beg like yo, yo. But blow like money, yo, yo. Blow my cassava, yo, oh, oh. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow, blow like money, yo, yo. Blow, blow, oh, daddy, yo, yo. Oh, my baby, blow, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Yeah. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Shampoo your trumpet, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, yo, 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 for daddy, yo, 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 like mommy, yo, 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 for Aladdy, yo, yo.
Say, say, you have captured my heart, oh, baby, yo. Hey, shut. Anytime I move, you they hold me down, baby, yo. Yeah, but I must to shoot my shot, oh, baby, yo.
Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Love Zone, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. I'm going to open up this next mic to the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. How you doing, For Real? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey,
I got a hit. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Larry. Happy birthday to you. Are you enjoying
thank
your day?
Yes, I am. Yes,
that's
I am.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank yeah. you. I'm glad yeah. you enjoyed it.
Oh, yes, I did. I slipped away from the party and was thinking about you guys over there. You know, when they got the party going downstairs. I'm a little tipsy right now.
So. Oh, that egg. You're supposed to be enjoying yourself. Sucking in all that good energy. That's
good
what's up. You think you can answer the question tonight for the night?
I don't even have a clue. What was it? What was the question?
Okay, here it goes. Why not get into a relationship with the one who already knows you instead of starting with a stranger? I think that some people do that.
With someone you know, then someone that. I think that someone that is new and something that's intriguing, it's just human nature to want to get to know, you know, versus what I know. If you put it in a way, you know, it's curiosity. You know,
okay.
You know, it's just human nature. Whether it goes wrong or right, you don't know what you're getting to know, like you said, as a stranger. So,
okay.
I just talk about curiosity. Something new, a new challenge versus stability and something that you already know. It's human nature.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. Yeah. You know what? Because you know what? Humankind, man has always sought after that which is unobtainable. So it's the thrill of the hunt, I guess. The pursuit
yes.
of the unknown. So, yeah, I picked that up. That's pretty good. Thank
you.
You
know what's important when you go in the direction of something new? At the end of the day, you should have listened to my first mind. You should have.
Okay.
stuck within what you know. But because of human nature, we go in a new direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are curious by nature. We're supposed to be. That's just how we were designed. Just that some of us take it a little bit further than others, but you are absolutely right. That's what's up, definitely. I got to tell you, you sound just a little bit distorted on that device that you're on. It's a little, and it's kind of hard to hear you.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you told me, so I don't waste my time by doing a piece. But, because they're using my phone downstairs, but playing the music off. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that saved me from having it. I'm glad you told me. I basically wanted to call in because, like I said, I miss you guys today. They got me kidnapped right now. I just wanted to say hello to everybody, you know.
Oh. Well, everybody says hello back to you, and we love you. We miss you, too.
I love you guys. All right, y'all.
All right, enjoy. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the CEO of Epiphany Radio. And I'm going to do this.
got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. And she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Wind up my body, baby, wind up. She tell me, say, my love, make her wind up. She tell me, say, my love, make her climax. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her move. They make her feel alright now. Girl, your body calling me right now. Girl, so many things in my mind now. Make it suck, make a fuck, baby, right now. I've been waiting for tonight, where the energy feels right, right, right. Where my touch make you feel right, right, right. Since tonight we come alive, life, life. Make me drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby, girl, you mean a lot to me. Girl, I got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. Yeah, she tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. After the baby, me and my baby, yeah, we cuddle every night. She dey riding like a bike, riding 1,000 miles. Steady while she riding, and she gentle when she ride. He's got wine to make my womb cry. This one you show me when they pass my eyes. When it matter us, baby, can I you go down? I'll be waiting for tonight, yeah, yeah. She say we should be the money, yeah, yeah. She say we should get the stamina. I'm warming up, I'm getting warming up. Make a drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby girl, you made a lot of me. Got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Show me one thing that got you tripping. Show me one thing they make you want some more. That London girl make me trippin'. That London girl, they make my set the bar. Got back to my Asian girl. I said I big up my Jamaican girl. I said I big up my African girl. I got a lady for my yard, we know they make me red. I got a pretty, pretty lady, we no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
Just be cautious about it. I wanna give up.
turn me round. Shoot me like a watch, bust me down. On the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my dick and I want it now, ow. Tell me how you want it, put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all, I could probably suck a watermelon to a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Drop this pussy down low like bombs to wave, boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink clothes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is approximately 10 minutes to 11. You have 9 minutes to get in here. For those of you that are streaming online, those of you that are just listening, you want to put your hands up and participate. The Blog Talk lady will cut you off. She has no chill at 11 o'clock. She does not recognize you. And I'm going to open up this next microphone to one of my favorite New York joints. Hey, Harvey. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
What's happening? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. What's good with you, love?
I want to say happy birthday, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. from Riverport. Happy birthday! Happy
birthday. Yeah, you're having a good time.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Okay.
Crazy.
That's so awesome. And like, yeah, Mommy do a lot of things except sing.
That's all right.
But
it's all right.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You can tell people like, yo, you know what? To the illustrious founder of our network, Boss Man, happy birthday. You know, you're not getting older, you're getting wiser. As long as you stick to the good wine and not the Budweiser, you're going to have a good time. So that's what we do.
People still drink Budweiser?
People still drink Budweiser. They really do.
Ew. Okay. Well, everybody got their choice of poison. It's all good. How are you doing now?
You know, I'm trying to drink some water, clean out my system, do some stuff, figure it out. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to try to do my best imitation of my son to get in this gym and try to lift stuff. Not even a quarter of what he was lifting, but I'm going to do it.
I'm going to start
see what next summer gets me. I'm see if I can get these, you know, get these rolls down to a rub and see what happens.
Okay, that's what's up. Are you ready for the question of the evening?
Yes, I'm ready for the question.
All right. Why not get into a relationship with the one who already knows you instead of starting with a stranger? Why do you think some people would rather deal with a completely new person instead of maybe their friend or just somebody that really knows them?
Fear of being around someone who knows their idiosyncrasies gives them no space to actually hide who they actually are. When you have someone new, you could send your representative and nobody would know any be the wiser. People have to discover who you are. Where somebody who's been close enough to you to understand you, knows your idiosyncrasies, knows your shortcomings and your flaws, those are people that you might be scared of. You might be afraid to further expose yourself because you won't have the same space to make the same mistakes that you might make with others. You may not have the ability to hide the way you might do with someone who doesn't know, who's unfamiliar. And fear could be a part of that. Fear of being loved by someone who you think might see you in a terrible way, even though that person might see your flaws as being something beautiful. That could be the problem. A lot of times, you know, when people have flaws, they more likely hide them as opposed to improve upon them or let them become strengths, because it's hard for people to really tell you who they are the first time out. They struggle with it. The struggle of self-identification and personality and character and everything that's within you is easily seen by someone who actually knows you, who understands you, who's been around you, as opposed to someone who doesn't. You know, and that's why sometimes you'll be in a relationship with someone and you say, yo, you really don't know me at all. But you can't really say that to someone who really knows you. Mm-hmm. Understands you, who actually understands and seen you at your worst. And so, you know, the trick is like, hey, if someone sees you at your worst and still considers you, feels for you, wants to be with you, or sees how it is and doesn't mind and wants to work with you, yeah, that's the person you really want to be with, as opposed to someone who don't know nothing about you and has to take every single walk with you, and it takes longer, and it's easier to lose that person. And some people like it like that. Some people like to lose people because they're too afraid to show who they really are.
Wow. That was dope. Wow. You are absolutely right. I cannot disagree with that. And I've seen it. And it's so sad. Fear, that's part of ego as well, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen. And it's so sad because there are people that will see all your flaws and they don't care. They still see the beauty in you. That's all they see. But we're so afraid of exposing ourselves that we miss our blessings like that. That was beautifully put, man. You do this all the time, Javi, I swear. You can simplify anything. This is why we click, because you just simplify everything. It don't matter what I talk to you about. You just make it make sense to me. That's what's up, man. I love that. You know. But before you get into your piece, can you tell us what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Well, I believe next Tuesday is the run back of Funk. The Honey Trip is funk, and we'll be doing funky pieces, playing funky music, get it funky for you. Some funky, funkified erotic pieces, you know, crusty toenails, you know, foot odor. It's all going to be in there. It's going to be nice. You won't like it. We do some fun stuff.
Okay.
It's going to be nice.
Okay. That's what's up. The busy man. You stay on with something to do. That's what's up, though. Thank you for that. Well, what did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight?
Hopefully this thing is going to work properly the way that I want it to. So let me see if I got it right. Hold up. Let me see if it's there. I think I got it. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
There you go. That's good.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. Show me. Let us speak phrases, Latin, and deep intelligences with culture and music. And depending how you use it, the strength of our wavelength is how we connect our cross-shaped Wi-Fi it's so fly because how many bars you keep, and I can hear you smile and how your heart beats. Remember to flush and lust this love and lust, because this is not a fantasy. It's a must. My thunder and lightning calling Chango, while our sensual imagination brings for rain. Our sensual passes tango, sweet and tropical mango. I fill my mouth with the fantasy. I want to lick your scented skin, cusp your breast to allow the peaks of your gentle ferocity to allow the pressure of my mouth to cement the hardness of your nipples. It's lit. My ebony heat take this part of your seas into the mouth of your harbor with fervent ardor. Taste as I will, the moment stands still as I wait for me to clean you up like a plate. The state of passion as I fasten you to a good screw. Taking my time is what I will do. Testing and teasing your pearl while it glistens with equal parts of flesh and view with my lips so I can feel the intensity of your rising hips. Now, if I rub the head upon the dock of your clit till it becomes slick with your desire, become a rapid as would do mine. I speak caveman. My language becomes unga munga as we speak and grunt and groan so you can eye fuck me intently till we kiss gently. You know how we do. We make this moment last, cast in my memory the delicate taste of your lip gloss, strawberries and light. Also merry, the full body affected is the sport of how our faces contort. And I just want to taste you. Let me taste you, then fuck you. This straight thought within you to arouse and makes me hard, makes me miss you, makes me remember your silky smooth wetness, how your moan takes my arousal, how you impale yourself steadily deeper to make the rivers flow. You have me doing these deep, low, guttural brows and groans to match your moans, to slide up and slide through. To slide up and slide through. And how you squeeze and your pulsate begins to tease, how my hips meet your ass, a class of pleasing pleasure, how atmosphere once speaks passion and pleasure. My iron seems cologne versus the pool of our sweat dancing down your forehead and thighs. Home.
Wow. Okay. Slip, the slip and slide. Should I call you that?
Yeah,
like
there
that.
You go.
This is slip and slide. Uh-oh.
Well, take it.
Okay.
Take it.
That was beautiful. It don't matter what you read, Mojave. You just have this you have this gentleness about your voice that just draws you in to the piece. And it's just so beautifully done. Your flow is flawless, man. I love to listen to you read your pieces, man, from day one. Oh, man, that was awesome, Pete. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I love that.
Appreciate it.
All right, love. I'm going to set you back over there in the Love Lounge with Poetic and everybody else. He probably has Kalinda's attention. So when you walk through the door, just tap on the bar, you know, a couple times, and she'll come right down there to you. But she still knows she has a job to do.
A word. What time? For one time. But no, man, you're not banded out of that, you know. And Larry's probably doing the naked hucklebuck with it, so I don't know. It's his birthday, so he's going to be right. So happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to him,
right?
And the naked hucklebuck. Let's see that.
Happy birthday,
what is
Larry.
We're renaming our lustre CEO's birthday the naked hucklebuck day. Hey. Oh, right. No, it's the naked hucklebuck day. That's what day is.
They're going to get you for that later. You know that, right?
I know he's going to get me. He probably going to fire me, but we're going to show up like we even get fired. He's coming to work. Hey, like nothing happened.
Right.
I fired you. I didn't know that you did. I'm sorry. Sure, I believe you was under the influence. I was under the influence. Labor laws did not permit you to fire somebody under the influence. Sir. Let me show up. I wish you
were. Oh, man.
Yeah. I want to wish him a very, very happy birthday. And also tell him that his sneaker game will never catch mine, so he can quit now.
can't catch.
Shout out to him one time for the one time. Especially since he's rocking Travis Scott. So I was like, what the hell are you doing with a pair of Travis Scott's on? He's like, oh, you didn't know I knew about that. You ain't know
oh,
I knew
yes,
about
I
that.
Oh, yes, I remember that day. Okay. Yeah, I do remember
you
that
know.
Day.
Yeah. And then every time everybody starts getting froggy and they want to jump, I just walk them over to my sneaker corner. I go, oh, so you jumping? I said, you know I got more stuff over here. Let me show you. We got this wall.
That you do.
You
know what? Your shoe game is crazy. Your sneaker game is. I don't think I've met anybody with as many damn sneakers as you.
Actually,
they're organized.
Listen, there's a whole bunch. I'm a little bit more organized than most people, but there are some people in my sneaker group. They got, I don't know, like umpteen billion. I'm like, you know, Floyd, Mr. Gotham, everything that drops. It's like sickening. It's like you ever see somebody, right? You go on a sneakers app now. I don't know. I'm just saying this on the Delta phone. You go on a sneakers app, you will take an L. Like you might as well just open up your phone and have somebody reach through the phone and slap you with a big L on your forehead because you're not gonna win, right? So soon as the sneaker drops, right, soon as it dropped, Floyd posts the sneaker because he had it before it dropped. And you just be tired. You'd be like, I took an L. I was on my laptop. I was on both my phones, and I still took an L. And you just going to breeze through with the remedy? He's like, yeah. I'm going to slap you. I'm gonna slap you, and it'd be making me mad because he don't just win for himself; he gets it also for his daughter. So he's got the big verse. He got the man size one. Then he got the kids one for his kid. So you know his daughter just walking around, just school, just fresh, just people just looking at her, talking about
right.
Your daddy,
fresh
to death. Your daddy rich. You know what I'm
saying?
Oh,
your daddy rich.
Your daddy rich. How you getting all these shoes? How you getting these sneakers? Meanwhile, the rest of the normal people, I'm sitting here putting stuff together, refurbishing, reconnecting, painting, doing all the good stuff. And everybody's like, ooh, and I'm like, yeah, I'll put that together. I'm like, how much does it cost you? $10. But it's worth this amount. I refixed it. You know, shoe banana. Put me on. I'll make the sneakers. Anyway, that's the
first one. Oh, man. All right, Javi, thank you so much for that.
No
beautiful piece. One love,
thank
one
you.
Bite.
One love, one bite.
Wow. It's true, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know anybody else with a sneaker game like his, and his is quite extensive. But I'm going to go to this next mic and open it up to you. We got ourselves Venom. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing, Venom?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good. You feeling better?
I'm getting there. Slow motion, but I'm getting there.
That's the way to do it. Slow and steady wins the race.
You know. Yeah. It's just, man, don't never hurt your back. That's what I tell people. Don't hurt your back, your tailbone, no part of your back, side. Just don't hurt it.
Mm-hmm. That's where we're connected at. Oh, trust me, honey. I've been dealing with back pain since 96, so I understand. back then. So trust me, I understand.
Yeah, I went to the, finally got in to see the chiropractor, and they was like, dude, you do realize we can fix this real quick with a couple of snaps, but I got swelling in the back, you know? So now I have to keep making sure I ice every 20 minutes, ice on and off to try to bring down that swelling.
because
I went so long without getting it taken care of. So it started putting pressure on the other joints in my back, you know. But I'm good. I'm good.
That's good to hear. I'm glad. But, yeah, you know what? That's a major mistake that we all make. We don't listen to our bodies. And then until it gets to the point where it's unbearable just about, and then we're like, you know what? We already knew there was something going on, but we hard-headed. We just
hard-headed. You're right on that, because it's crazy, though. But, you know, it happens. You know, you try to listen to your body, but then you be like, nah, I'm good. I can go another day or two. And then your body say, nah, you should have went when I told you from the first time. Bam, let me put this on.
Didn't I tell you? Yup. Now play with it after this, right?
Yeah. And then it's so bad, you barely can get to the dock. You know?
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah. But I'm good. I'm on the mend after what they did to me, so I'm good. I just gotta, you know, get the swelling down. But I mean, I'm upright again. I can stand. I can walk normal without looking like an 80-year-old man. You know, all hunched over. Like, oh my God, help me. You know. But and the rest of it, I'm good. I'm good. You know, it's just like I said. I got the little swelling. Doing what I got to do to take care of that. I'll be all right.
That's what's up. Yeah. Teach us not to take little things like that granted anymore, you know. Being able to just sit up, being able to get up and walk. Yeah. It's a blessing, trust me, because I've been there where I needed assistance every day. I don't now, but it's no fun being slowed down like that, you know. Make you think.
Yeah.
So.
The cold part about it is when you're hurting like that and you can't sit too long because it hurts after a while. You can't lay too long. And then you want to lay, they tell you, oh, lay on your back. Well, you can't lay on your back too long. And then you try to lay on your side. Can't lay on. Well, what the heck can I do? I can't do nothing. And then you can't stand because you're hurting. So it's like, what do you do? You know, so yeah, it's just, it is what it is. I go through this every couple of years, though. You know, I it's just a given every couple of years. Even like when I talked to my chiropractor, they was like, man, you haven't been here since 2019. I was like, yeah, because I wasn't in pain or nothing. I wasn't, you know, hurting, you know. So now I'm here, you know.
Well, but it's all good. For that. Absolutely. Now, before we get into your piece, you want to tell us what you got going on over there in the poetry universe over there at Majestic Inc.
Yeah,
locker room, all of that.
Yeah, we were supposed to do the locker room tonight, but with everything going on, I couldn't swing it. But we'll be back in full swing. But we have this coming Saturday. At 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, I think that's 9 Central Standard Time, and Jesse Gink will be back on the air, you know, with our poetry and, you know, just having fun and hanging out with the fam. That's what we call it, the fam, you know, and just doing what we do and just having fun. On Sunday night, we have what is called the Chill Zone, where we just kick back, fellas can get their little cigars and have a little puff, get your little drink, whatever they're going to do. Women can get their little drink and then just relax and enjoy the music that is played, you know, to take you back in the days. And then next Wednesday, we're back with The Basement, old school hip-hop and R&B, and maybe some old school 80s again. A lot of people was digging the old school 80s. They said they ain't heard song like that in a minute. So it's like, yeah, you know, we just have fun over there, you know, just trying to make it happen.
Okay. That's what's up, definitely. I'm one of them that like the 80s music. I like all that. I wouldn't mind jamming to a couple of tunes.
I'll give you a little tip, though. On the Chill Zone, I'm mixing it up a little more where we're going to have some reggae in there.
We're
going to hook that up because I've been meaning to do it, but I had it ready and then I switch it in the mix and I go back to what, you know, I think. But then now it's like definitely – it's going to be a whole one, maybe a full hour of it. We'll see how it go. But, probably about 45 to an hour, you know, some old school reggae, you know, slow wine kind of music, you know, to just chill to, you know. might speed it up a little bit, you know, to get your party on. But, you know, other than that, it's mostly just to chill, you know.
Definitely. That'll tap into my West Indian side. I like slow wine, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So it's gonna be some good stuff. We're gonna have it in there. It's gonna be good.
Right, Venom. Now, what did you bring to listen for us to listen? Oh wait, I gotta ask you the question. No, threw me off with the music thing. I done slipped. This second time I done slipped up tonight. First time I was gonna push poet off the mic before got a chance to see this piece. I'm putting the question. Okay, all right. So tonight's question is, why not get into a relationship with the one who already knows you instead of starting with a stranger? Why do you think that is? Some people do that.
Because they know everything about you already. The thrill is having someone already know who doesn't know you to get to know you, to play the question game, you know, to kind of, you know, if a person knows you, there's no fun in that. There's no fun in that. They already know you. You know, they know your quirks. They know you. They know what sets you off. They know your likes, your dislikes. They could say what kind of food maybe you already don't eat. But if you already are getting someone who doesn't know you, maybe they don't know I don't eat tomatoes. You know, maybe they don't know that I don't like this. I like this kind of TV show, or maybe I don't like this kind of music, you know. And so now you get to learn each other, and it's a learning process between the two. It's a learning process because you got to know them as well. But if they already know you, they already know you. There's not that there's nothing wrong with that, not at all. But the thrill of the catch is to learn more about that person.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
I agree with that too. Man, y'all are giving some awesome answers and insight on this question tonight. I'm digging this, yo. I had that to do all by myself tonight. All by my own.
Yeah, self. I was about to say, where the diva at? I was about to ask that question.
Oh, you know, sometimes we got to fall back and take some time for ourselves. You know, it's just like that. Like
I
say,
you
got to, don't forget to stop and smell the roses sometimes.
Right.
You know?
She'll be back.
Okay. Yeah, I know y'all miss her. She'll be back.
Yeah.
She's all right.
Tell her out there,
what's
up?
All right.
Yeah.
I definitely will. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to that was delicious tonight?
It's titled Erotic Poet. But
all right.
It's a little undertone with it.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Like, thank you. My words do things to your body that you simply just can't comprehend. Some would say they're paralyzing, in orgasmic spasms. You see, my stanza should be labeled as a sin. But over and over, I see you peek each and every time that I scribe, slowly and deliberately savoring each rhyme. And the effect, the real effect, is that your nipples get erect, like it must be a breeze in the room. You see, you got goosebumps and dampness fantasizing off my last piece that I dropped. Either from an acrostic or an haiku, I can get you hot. Words on my papyrus dripping off your lips got you stuttering, trying to keep your composure. You don't want to give in, but you do. The naughtiness described in my scribes will have you masturbating from the line number one all the way through the end. But let me tell you, Jill's honey molasses ain't got shit on you, boo. My titillating teasing is dominating your thoughts. You're over there thinking, how do I make you shiver without even a touch? the provocativeness of my words, leave you with one simple thought. And that word is eroticism. And yes, my eroticism isn't for the faint of heart. It's written for those and by those who are free to display the way that they want to be, those who aren't afraid of getting you a little wet. Do you want a mind or would you rather have an eargasm? The choice is yours because venom is a safe bet in steam.
I get it now. I hear that now. Venom is a safe bet. I know. All right. I enjoy that.
Thank
you. And I appreciate you coming through. And
I
want you to hope you feel much better day by day.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge. You go over there and pick out your favorite drink. All right.
I already know what I want. I already know. I want some White Hen over there. That's what I want.
All right. My mixologist got you. One love, one
all right.
Mic.
Much love. Take care.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been some kind of show for tonight. I'm going to do one last piece for you guys before I close it out. And this is called Dear Future King. Dear Future King, though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot was designed for royalty. So I clear the path for only you to claim your seat. And rest assured, I am your lady in waiting, patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers as the view brings forth fantasies and feelings of pleasantry through my body. These locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my king. And it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to be. See, everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are my match, my royalty. I am your queen. So understand that I loved you before time even began. And with all the obstacles we faced and worked our way through and overcame, they were just twists and turns of our puzzle pieces we were learning to fit together while being molded. Know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. And bow down, this is your coronation, a time for elation. Wise beyond your years, but remaining open to continuously gain knowledge. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place. My future king, your kingdom awaits. Rest at peace. Ladies and gentlemen, oh man, I want to thank all the poets that came through, all the ones that called in and just listened, the streamers online, everything. You guys, you know what, you never disappoint. You always bring these awesome pieces with your unique styles that I appreciate each and every one of you. I love you all. I want you to continue to get a good relationship going with yourself inside because that's where spirit resides. To love yourself. Be kind to yourself, man, because you're going to have a relationship with yourself for the rest of your life, okay? You can't escape it, so you may as well be good to yourself. Continue to love one another and respect each other and be good to each other, and everything will work out just fine. Continue to practice that safe distancing because these germs, they are still out here getting us, okay? They don't discriminate. They do not care. I want you guys to be safe. Be careful, all right? And with that, I'm going to say peace.
I just want to take
lies, but so much you say. I need you so much. The more I'm away from you, the more of you I want.
But when the two become one, we work out problems and we fix it when we get body to body, body to body, body to body. So hard, and when the two become one, it's like, oh my God, and then we feel like our spirit wanna leave our body, leave our body, leave our body.